What chains are weighing you down today? If the answer comes quickly to your mind, then let me ask you this. Did you put yourself there, or are you in chains for Christ? Does Jesus put us in chains? Surely not, because he's all about love and feeling good. Well, actually, he said in Matthew 16, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, not take up your yoga mat and let's go find some Zen. Following Jesus means finding joy and peace in the midst of trials. And we are guaranteed that they will come, and often they are a means to our own spiritual maturity, see James 1, and they can be a catalyst to further the gospel. Listen to what Paul wrote while most likely in chains in a Roman prison to the church of Philippi. Philippians 1:12. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. Leave it to the Apostle Paul to be an encourager from prison and see his chains through the lens of Christ's ultimate plan and purpose. Here, he was in prison, probably chained directly to a Roman guard at all times. I have to think that poor guard didn't have a chance to not know Jesus. Paul was seeing God work through his chains so much that it was crystal clear to him why he was in them. The palace guard was an elite group of potentially 9,000 guards. Paul said the whole palace guard knew he was in chains for Christ. Grasp that for a second. If I was a prisoner, would I see it as an opportunity like Paul did, or a very inconvenient and uncomfortable obstacle? Could it be the chains we view as obstacles in our life just may be the opportunities God wants you and me to use to glorify him? Paul saw it crystal clear. May we see life through that lens. There is a greater purpose than how life affects me. Looking throughout Scripture, the gospel was greatly advanced through persecution. So yes, there are seasons we may very well be in chains for Christ, while other chains could be the sin we have chosen. John 8:34. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." The chains of sin carry a much different kind of weight. There's no joy or freedom found there, only bondage. Romans 3:23 tells us all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. Romans 6:23 reveals the price of that sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus. So, what chains are you wearing today? The difference for the believer in Jesus is that no matter the chains, we are free in Jesus. And if we let him, God will use it all for his glory. That's the truth. Ask God to show you the chains you may be wearing. Throw off what you are able to and trust the Lord to use the rest. I'm Lori Klein.